to count the red flags.
Oh my God.
It's the War of the Roses on the Dave Ryan Show on KDWB.
Valentine's Day probably screws up a lot of people's relationship because there's something. You know what I mean? There's like roses delivered on the credit card, and it's like, I didn't get those roses. Or there's a jewelry charge, I didn't get those. Or maybe there's like red hearts emoji on your phone or something. So Valentine's Day has apparently tipped our caller off for War of the Roses.
Okay.
So we'll get to that in a second. I'm talking to Trent, kind of going over the red flags here. Trent lives with Alex. That's his boyfriend. And let's start off with you go to... Thanks for being on, by the way. Appreciate this.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. Well, we're going to try to get to the bottom of this. So you go to bed early, and when you go to bed early, Alex is in the other room, and something happens that makes you go, what's up? So what's going on?
Yeah, I mean, I usually go to bed a little earlier than him, and that's fine. But he's out in the living room, which isn't that far from our bedroom, and I think I'm hearing like a sound, like an electronics sound, some kind of an alert, and I don't know what it is, and it's gotten me a little suspicious.
Okay, number one, if you're cheating, turn your sound off.
Yeah,
this is just a rule for cheaters. Turn your sound off.
Is it, when you say like an alert? Is it so? Does it sound like a text message? Is that what you're saying?
I think it does sound like a text message of some kind, but it's not like your traditional, you know, smartphone. Like,
Susan gets those.
I'm not that tech savvy, so I don't really know. I'm sorry.
So you hear a lot of those. So in your mind, when you're laying in bed, you're like, who is he messaging?
Right.
Okay.
Okay. Here's one thing on War of the Roses that I always wonder. Why don't you just ask him? Or did you ask him and then he told you a suspicious story about it?
No, I haven't asked him yet.
Okay.
See, I would. I'd be like, Susan, what is it? What is that chime? Let's do this. Can you do your best impression of this chime? And we'll go through some different... How about this? We'll see if we recognize this chime.
Well, like a text would be like, whoop, right?
Oh, yeah. Very good, Fallon. Do that again. Oh, yeah. Very good.
It's like that.
I wonder if it, okay, I'm gonna try my best to reenact this, because if it's this, that's gonna be funny. is it sound like
what is that from though?
That is it right there.
Wait, that's I want to hear these two geniuses.
God.
I want to hear Fallon do your tech sound. Okay, good. And Drake, what is that sound
this
from?
This one is the one that she just did?
No, the one you what is yours?
Mine's Grindr. The That's Grindr.
Wait, let me look it up.
Let's play the actual sound.
Yeah, let me look it up really quick. And then I can play it and you can tell me if that's it or not.
Grindr is the gay men's hookup site.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of like Tinder for gay men.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And it's mostly hookups, not dating, or is it dating?
No, it's mostly hookups on Grindr.
I found it. I'm going to hit play. You tell me if this is the Grindr sound.
How'd you find that so easily?
I typed in YouTube. I just went YouTube Grindr sound, and it popped up first thing.
Okay. So,
is that the sound you're hearing then, Trent?
That is exactly the sound that I'm hearing.
No.
Okay, you need to ask him about this. I don't want to kill off War of the Roses, but if people would just confront their partner instead of calling us.
They lie about it when they do. No, you're hearing things. I'm just out here. I'm playing Wordle. Okay, that's not the Wordle sound.
I don't think Wordle makes any sounds at all. I'm not sure.
That's what I said when you told me was the Wordle sound.
Okay, fine. Now I'm confused.
Okay,
not to make light of this, because this can suck. I mean, if your boyfriend is in the other room and he thinks you're sleeping... And if you're getting a message from some other guy, Drake, is that what it is?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. That's the sound it makes every time you get a new message.
Okay. So there's that. And then there's red flag from Valentine's Day. So talk to us about red flag number two that might have come from Valentine's Day.
So we both kind of like the television show Friends. It's like a part of our relationship.
Okay.
And we've seen like... them all multiple times. And then this weekend on our couch, there was a pillow from Central Perk, which is the coffee shop inside.
And it
has Alex's name on it, and which is great. We love the show, but he doesn't like, he's never, I asked him where he got it from. And he said he got it online. And here's the thing. I handle all our finances. He wouldn't do that. He would consult with me first before he did that, because I would be the one doing it. So it just doesn't sound... Yes, do we like friends? Absolutely. I don't think he ordered that pillow. I think it's like a present for a Valentine from, you know, Mr. Grinder, possibly.
Okay, so the mysterious pillow shows up. I'd be the same thing. Be like, wait, who ordered this for you? And with my wife, Susan, it would be like, oh, well, Allison or her friend Terry might have ordered it for her. But there's certain things I know that Susan would not buy for herself.
Right.
So this is something you're certain that he would not buy for himself.
Right.
Okay. So we have two things.
Yeah.
But before we take a break, can I hear your incoming text message sound one more time, Fallon? Okay, not bad.
Mm-hmm.
What? No. What was that?
It was outgoing.
That was outgoing? Okay, got it. Oh, my God. We'll be back. Hey, if you can hold on for 1 second, Trent, we'll come back in a second. Let me ask you, as you're listening to War of the Roses, what do you think? What are your thoughts? If a mysterious pillow showed up at your house, would you be like, okay, what's going on?
Yes, I would.
Yeah, and have mysterious things ever shown up at your house and your partner said, oh, yeah, I bought that for myself. Maybe she said she bought herself a heart-shaped pendant. But then again, what kind of person would actually wear a heart-shaped pendant?
Some people do, especially middle schoolers. No, that's a joke. Lots of people actually do, and I don't want to make fun of that.
No, I'm not making fun of that. I said that wrong.
Yeah.
What kind of person would wear a heart-shaped pendant that their side action got them?
Oh, yeah.
Because let's say you came home with a heart-shaped pendant that some guy gave you,
right,
and you would not wear it in front of Jake.
Yeah.
You'd probably say to your boyfriend, don't buy me jewelry. I can't wear it.
Right.
So what showed up that you knew something was going on? Any other thoughts on War of the Roses, then call us or text us 651-989-KDWB or text at KDWB1. By the way, we'll talk to Jonathan Fogel coming up in a few minutes to get some advice on this one, what he takes away from it. War of the Roses today, proudly brought to you by 1-800-ASK-GARY.
Back to the War of the Roses on The Dave Ryan Show on KDWB.
Hey, here's an interesting comment, and let me know whether you agree with this, because we can't please all the people all the time. This text says it's nothing about War of the Roses this episode. It's about in general. They said, hey, most of us responsible adults have to be on the clock before 8 a.m. Please change the time for War of the Roses. You can laugh, but it's not a bad point. We can bump it back. Maybe we should do it
720?
From 7:20 and then have the second half at 7:35.
We could. I'm down Why for not? That.
Yeah.
Oh, it's just been ingrained for so long. It's going to affect other people's
schedules. Let's change it. Let's change it and then see what happens. So basically, there's two things. Number one, he would hear an app, which we found out was the Grindr notification app. It's a gay couple, so the other guy was on Grindr while his partner's in bed supposedly sleeping. But he hears this ding, 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 and he's like, oh, Drake knew, because Drake is gay, that's the Grindr notification app. Okay, there's one thing wrong right there. He shouldn't be on Grindr. Number two, a pillow shows up right on Valentine's Day weekend on the couch. They both love Friends, and it said Central Park, and then had the guy's name.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, I know you didn't buy that for yourself. Where'd that come from? Oh, no, I bought it for myself. Well, here's a text message that says something similar. I was dating somebody who said they bought a brand new Ninja Bullet. This is the same man who refused to buy new boxers. He bought a $200 blender. Doubtful.
Yeah, doubtful.
So I ended up putting spyware on his phone. I know, toxic. I found out he was on a sugar daddy's website. Gifts can be an indication of cheating in unhealthy relationships. So if all of a sudden gifts are showing up, explain that one.
This one says, as a gay man, the Grindr sound is a staple in our community. So for any gay man that doesn't recognize that sound, they either live under a rock or are being completely in denial about the fact that they're hearing it. He did say he is not a tech-savvy person, and I did not ask how long they've been in a relationship, but if he's been in a relationship for a decent amount of time, a lot of people, when they go back into the dating world, they have never been on dating apps their whole life.
No, I don't know anything about Tinder. I don't know anything about any of that stuff.
Yeah, you didn't date during the dating app era.
No, Juan is in Oakdale, and you got an opinion on this one. Juan, what do you think? Is he cheating? What do you get from this?
Well, honestly, I don't think it was about the pillow. I think it was more that he was very adamant on hearing that sound.
Mm-hmm.
When you hear a certain sound, you don't forget it.
And there's no good reason to be on Grindr if you're in a relationship. Can you think of a single good reason, Juan, to be on Grindr in a relationship?
Maybe he's unhappy and he just doesn't know how to say anything. Or he's just a dog.
Or he's just a dog and he could be hooking up with the same guy that gave him the friend's Central Perk pillow. Juan, thanks for your thoughts. Let's get to it. We're running a little bit late. Let's make the phone call right now. Set the trap on War of the Roses. We'll talk to Jonathan Fogel, by the way, coming up in a second.
I know that we just passed Valentine's Day, but we actually have this really cool partnership with Steakhouse, which I don't know if you've been there. It is one of my favorite places. It's really nice. But we just want to set you up with dinner for two as our way of thanking you for taking some time out of your day to help us with this little survey.
Really?
Yeah.
It is actually very good. I do like that place
okay.
a lot.
Good. I'm glad you like it. So as you know, it is a little bit nicer. You have to kind of dress up. We'll leave place cards, make it a whole thing for you guys. So obviously we have your name, Alex, for the place setting. We'd love to grab the person you'd love to have dinner with, their name for the place setting on their side of the table.
I know this place is really nice. Can I be playful, though, with my place setting? Is that okay?
I would love it, yes.
Okay, Bubble Butt. Can you put Bubble Butt on there?
Is that like, I'm guessing you said playful as a nickname for your friend?
Yes, that's what I call him.
So. Okay. I love it.
Wow, that is really, you heard this whole thing unfold, and right now Alex is going, what's going on?
Yeah, who's the guy on the phone
We've
now?
Set the trap, and then Alex walked right into the trap innocently and chose
Bubble Butt
for his dinner partner. What, Trent, as you hear this, and by the way, Alex, you've been busted unless you got a really good explanation for choosing somebody besides Trent. Trent, you just heard your boyfriend say that he wants to have dinner with somebody named Bubble Butt. What are your thoughts? Trent, are you there? If he hung up after okay.
No, I'm here. I'm sorry. I just don't know what to say. Much.
Let me fill you in, Alex. So Trent, your boyfriend has been worried about, you know, the late night text messages on he figured out it was Grindr and then the pillow that showed up that is the friend's Central Perk pillow on the couch, and he thinks that you got it from somebody as a gift for Valentine's Day. And so he set us up, and we are KDWB, we're the morning show, and we kind of trapped you to see who you would choose to have dinner with, and you walked right into it. You chose to have dinner with somebody that you call Bubble Butt.
Yeah, I don't even know who this person
which,
is.
Which, I mean, he sounds adorable.
Yeah.
But
that's my friend Clayton.
You don't explain to me. Explain it, because Trent is the one who's won. Talk to Trent. He's the one who's put us up to this.
Trent, it's Clayton. It's Clayton. You can't seriously think there's something going on with Clayton. That's my friend. And you don't like meat. So when they offered us a place to go, you don't even like steakhouses, honey. So this is, you know, I just assumed.
Yeah, so, but what are these sounds in the middle of the night? Like, what is going on?
I don't, that's just messages, probably. That's just my messages.
I know what messages sound like. You know what you're doing.
No, I don't. And I don't think this is really appropriate either, trying to kind of trap me to do this.
Well,
you know?
It doesn't feel good when you got caught. It's kind of like, I wish the cops weren't behind me when I blew the stoplight. Mm. But that doesn't change the fact that you blew the stoplight, because you apparently also blew Bubble Butt.
Okay. David, grow up.
To a steakhouse with a friend, and his nickname is Bubble Butt, and that's from a long time ago.
Yeah, but like,
I don't know
when
what to
did
tell
you start calling Clayton Bubble Butt? That doesn't add up to anything that we know.
Okay, look, I picked Clayton because you do not like meat, okay?
Well, apparently Bubble Butt likes your meat, and that's a whole other thing.
Okay.
That is completely immature.
It is very
it
immature.
Is so
okay,
immature.
Grow up. But then again, so many things about that were immature. Everything from the nickname Bubble Butt, which is pretty funny, to the Grindr messages in the middle of the night. And, I mean, I guess it's cute that you get a friend's pillow that has your name on it that says Central Perk. But, I mean,
I need more details on Clayton, because I'm like, is Clayton's like other mutual friend that he is not intimidated by, or is Clayton a coworker that he's always been like a little bit sketched out by? You
I
know?
Am sure that there are people who seem so innocent and so harmless that are hooking up. I knew one of my favorite stories, and it's awful because they were all really nice people. It was two friend couples, man, woman, and they were all hanging out all the time. And the opposite couples, two of them were sleeping with each other.
Oh, no.
And they would never suspect it because that was their best friend couple. And let me tell you, talk about end a relationship. You ever heard of that kind of a love? It's not even a love triangle. It's a love rectangle. Good morning, counselor. How are you?
I'm fantastic. How are you guys?
What do you make of the friend's pillow? I mean, you're kind of like, you got to look at things like this once in a while. Is the friend's pillow a very suspicious gift, or you think the friend's pillow is like, it's a harmless gift from Clayton?
Well, first of all, I would say anyone that's buying someone a friend's pillow, that is suspicious. Not that I don't like friends.
Yeah.
It sounds like you don't like friends.
No, I love the show, but I'm thinking if someone buys someone a pillow from friends, that might be a little suspicious.
A little bit. What was your takeaway with this one? Because it sounds like there's definitely something going on. He's calling the one guy Bubble Butt. I don't think that you should call your friends. I don't know. But what did you make from take away from this week?
Well, what I took away from it really is that, you know, that friend's pillow was what I was focusing on. The reason why is because if it's a gift versus something he bought, it changes the nature of it if someone's getting divorced, right? So we've talked about marital property versus non-marital property, right? So if it's something that's a gift from somebody else, then if it's a, you know, then he can keep it and is his own non-marital property. So if he got the pillow from Bubble Butt as a gift, he gets to keep it, right?
Okay.
But if it's something that he went out and bought himself from marital money or using his own income, then it becomes marital property, and all those things that are bought during the marriage get to be, right, then they get divided in the divorce.
Okay, so what if, like, Fallon's Peloton, let's say Fallon went out and bought a Peloton and didn't ask Jake about it. That Peloton is now marital property. Even though Fallon bought it, Jake can say, I want the value of the Peloton in a divorce.
That's right. Doesn't matter whose money was used to buy it. If it was bought during the marriage, the money you earned during the marriage, it becomes marital, and Fallon's got to either give him the Peloton, he can give her half, or they can sell it and divide it or do something else.
Is that story about the person who they said that the house had to be split between the two spouses, that the guy got a chainsaw and he chainsawed the house in half? Is that one of those, like, urban legends, or is that really true?
You know, that's never happened in my case, but I have had cases where people have literally put up, like, that police tape through a house when they've lived together during a divorce.
That happened on, like, an episode of Full House. DJ Tanner put, like, tape down the center of her and Stephanie's room so that the one couldn't get out the door because she split. And that's something children do.
They put,
yeah, and people that sometimes go through divorce act like big children. That's what they do.
Oh, my God. You know what's so funny, Counselor? We're talking to Jonathan Fogel, who is an expert in family law, and you can get a hold of him on FogelFamilyLaw.com. I know people who have gone through divorce, and they're fine, and they're like, you know what? We're much better friends than we were married, and they get along well, and it's very amicable, and they don't fight over other things. And then I know other couples, and I have friends right now who are divorcing or divorced, and every little thing they take the wrong way, and every chance they get to stick it to their ex, they do it. And I'm like, you're both nice people. Be nice to each other. Then they both get mad at me. It's like, well, you always take his side. It's like, no, I don't always take his side. I just wanted to show you that you're being a jerk.
You just need to tell them to quit talking to you about their divorce, period. Like, yeah. I don't want to hear about it. I am not your in-between person.
Yeah, that's true.
You're better off staying out of those situations, probably.
But it's so juicy, though. It really is. Like, oh, what did he do now? Oh, you wouldn't believe what he did.
That's how Dave starts the call. So, what did they do now? wait till you hear.
Jonathan Fogel.
You're quite the instigator.
I am. Jonathan Fogel from Fogel Family Law. Talk to him in person, on the phone, on Zoom, whatever. And you know what? You might talk to Jonathan and say, I'm not ready for the divorce yet. Then you can, you know, Jonathan give you the free consultation. But you might say, I'm ready to make this move. I'm ready to make this thing, or whatever it is. Maybe it's child support or custody. Talk to Jonathan. He's an expert for 25, 26 years. FogelFamilyLaw.com. Jonathan, have a great week. We'll talk to you next week, okay?
Yep, thanks. Hey, I got a tweet coming in. There we go.
Ah!
Oh, good sound.
Okay. Thanks, Jonathan.